all kind of like green leafy vegetables, macaroni and cheese, black-eyed peas, cornbread is a must as well.
And then either like sweet potato pie or dessert. Cobbler for dessert.
Monica Higgins is originally from Ohio. She says soul food takes her back home.
For me, it just makes me think of home. And when I think about home, I think about soul food and vice versa. So, I mean, for me, it has a special meaning because I don't have it, like, often or every day. So it's just, like, it makes me feel good.
Love is a key ingredient in soul food. But Krishna Tabor knows of a few ingredients you can buy at the store to give food some soul.
But if I had some mashed potatoes with soul, that would mean some garlic and salt, pepper, lots of butter, heavy cream, just has a intensity of flavor.
For some people, soul food is an indulgence. It's often filled with cream and butter. But soul food from Soul Vegetarian Restaurant could be a daily indulgence. Vegan soul food may sound like an oxymoron, but Kalia Amiel says it's possible to keep the comfort in soul food while making it healthier.
Yes, it is considered soul food. Soul for us means your inner, your organs. The soul is your body. In the scriptures, it talks about the soul and the organs. So for us, the soul is your body. So you have to eat things that are good for you. So our specialty is creating healthy foods that you're familiar with that are good for you.
Vegan or not, people say soul food must be prepared with care and love. Christina Ha, Annenberg Radio News.